Good afternoon. This is the Mike O'Barry Show, and this is 2 days before the Thanksgiving holiday. And now, a little round table as we go around the room, and everybody gets this opportunity to say what they're thankful for. And of course, as we do with these round tables, we'll go until it's either not funny, not working, or I'm done. I'd like to say first, I'm thankful for our listeners. Our listeners to this podcast who support the products that we advertise, support our lovely merchandise that we make available, and also support our content, making this show solvent. Not only solvent, but an overwhelming success. Well, I don't want to say overwhelming success, but a huge, no, huge would be too strong a word. Our show is relatively okay.
It's working.
You know, as far as the success meter goes, it's good. But thank you. Buzz, is anything you'd like to be thankful for?
Yes, very much so. I am thankful that I, and all of us really, are able to make a living and find happiness outside of the corporate world.
That's nice.
I'm happy about that.
That would go for you, of course, because
yes.
I still, unfortunately...
Well, you have 1 foot in the corporate world.
Yes, I have a foot that's in there. And
you can shake that loose.
Menasha, you seem like you're twitching a little bit over there. Would you like to say what you're thankful for?
Sure. I'm thankful...
That was a really Jewish sure.
Yeah, it was.
Sure.
Well, of course. Yes.
I'm thankful for money.
Geld.
It's pretty good. You know what? He doesn't do those. That base hit to center field.
Good stuff.
That was good. Rob, would you like to say what you're thankful? Rob was waiting to be asked. Rob, the showman, definitely wants to set the table. Rob Spiewak from Leesburg.
Mike, a moment. I'm thankful for my family.
That's wonderful.
My daughter, Julia, my son, Robert, both in great health.
It's delightful.
And my wife, who recently had elective surgery that required general anesthesia. And it's funny that anesthesia brings you so close to death, and yet she came back.
She lives.
Yeah. To sit on the couch.
Sorry, Rob.
For 2 weeks, subsisting only on Cheez-Its and Coca-Cola. Rob, can you bring me some ice? You're not prepping for one of your shows, are you? Why, no. No, I'm not. Oh, Carrie, look. You're draining.
Oh.
On my chair.
Oh, God.
I love my family, and I love the fact that Carrie cheated death.
Yeah, welcome back,
and
Carrie.
And she is back at work, doing what she does best, developing an attitude to bring home and yell at me.
You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're telling everybody what we're thankful for. Oscar Santana, I know that you've had a very interesting health couple of months.
Oh, my.
Staph infections, strep throat, all that. What are you thankful for, Mr. Santana?
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mike. I'm thankful for Best Buy and its extended warranties. If you go into a rage of sorts, whether you're inebriated or not, and you break things that are valuable, but you had the foresight to buy that extended warranty.
Oh, yeah.
It's how did this warranty. Never come up in
as,
the story?
As
this
long
is great.
As water is not involved, and you can say you have a child that broke something of yours.
Really?
They take it back.
Oh, yes.
Wow. While most times it's a racket you must buy if you've got a temper like mine.
He is the Teflon disc jockey.
Well, that's I love that.
That's his hustle.
That's such a nice little tip
hustle.
Into your previous
that
story.
Was a great hustle.
I just went this weekend.
And dare I do it? RJ, Raymond Diaz.
Yes, please.
Oh, I'd like to know.
At any time you want to cut him off, I have the open ready to go.
You just have your finger on it.
Right on it, baby.
Really. You know, just have your finger on it, Rob. And Rob,
always.
How long we worked together?
Nearly 18 years, Mike.
You know comedy, right?
18 and a half years.
You know how this works,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
All right. Here we go. RJ?
Yes, sir.
Here's your moment. You've been waiting. What are you thankful for?
You know,
you can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Sorry for late.
Gabriel,
you started without me? You cut the turkey without me? Come on, relieve. They start without us, we go.
Every year you are late, Gabriel. We were hungry, the kids wanted to eat, we were ready, we couldn't wait.
You're all flesh and blood and you couldn't wait? You cut the turkey? That's it.
You cut the turkey. It took us hours to get here. You live miles from nowhere. It's too far, for God's sake.
too far for relatives. Get new relatives. Get relatives that live near you and who you wait for.
Gabriel, for God's sake, let's not make an issue out of
the
Pikey.
That's what happens when you get to be wealthy. You got a wealthy son, so you don't even wait for your brother to come before you cut the turkey. The hell with you!
To hell with me?
Yeah. They got to wait till every relative is there before the turkey's cut. I said enough!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Palmer. A hot summer night. Enjoyed across America on stations like Iowa 1630, KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world. Ooh. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Tuesday, November 23, 2010, and we are over 4 million downloads, which really still blows
my
mind.
I'm impressed. Yeah.
Thanks for giving us your time, people.
I'm astonished. I never fail to be astonished that this little thing we do translates into so many numbers like that.
4 million hours of listening.
Very, very cool.
I wouldn't say enjoyment.
Thank you. Not necessarily enjoyment.
And really, it might be more hearing it than listening to it.
Our show today brought to you by Smart Smoke. Smart Smoke, the cigarette replacement that costs up to 80% less with no tar, smoke, or odor. Because nothing's burning,
right. Silly.
Totally satisfying, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Click the Smart Smoke banner on our webpage and find kits that normally cost $140 or more for just $64.95. These are selling like hotcakes.
Yes, they are.
We thank you, you reformed smokers out there. A crazy deal just for listening. No code needed. Smart Smoke makes a great holiday gift. So if you can get it, go ahead and get that discount. Go through our website to do that. Well, hail, we're here. 2 days before the Thanksgiving holiday.
You know, I felt it when I came out this morning. It felt like Thanksgiving. It had sort of that, I mean, it's bad for most people, but it's got that gray, cool, not cold, and excitement in the air.
All right, here, this is it. This is the way I'm gonna describe this. It seems to me the Monday and Tuesday, everybody's still slaying the dragon.
Right.
It's starting, though. It's just starting. I caught it yesterday early enough where it was cool. Grabbed a turkey yesterday, about 4 o'clock.
Frozen or fresh?
3 o'clock.
Live.
You know what? You get it in the grocery store, and it's if I get fresh, because I don't want to thaw it for 4 days.
Well, there you go.
But it's the same effing thing.
Well, they thaw
because
it for
you got the icicles. They do the thawing for you.
Yeah, that's
you
what know, I thought.
I come from a town with Grayledge, a turkey farm, where we would go up on Wednesday.
Sodomy.
And yeah, we would have our way with the birds.
And the best one won.
Oh, it was fantastic. The bird that made the most noise.
Or the best noise.
The best noise. The one that made the best noise would be set free. And then all the other turkeys would be slaughtered. No, it was... We would go up. That's a great turkey sound. Gobble, gobble. We would. Now, we're doing all our Thanksgiving stuff tomorrow, but I will just tell you, the mood was, I almost felt like when I got the turkey and I went out to Costco and I went out to Harris Teeter, that I was, or the teat, as I like to call it.
That's right.
Do you feed from the teat?
I fed from the teat. Nice. I decided it's a new grocery store we got around here. I'd give it a whack.
Great. So, were you pleased?
I bought myself a Harris Teeter turkey, so we'll see what happens.
The first time I went to a teeter was in...
A teeter.
In Newport News. And
right.
I love that organization. That's a great... grocery
it's
store.
It's a slightly upscale grocery store.
See, I heard you talking about this morning on 105.9 The Edge.
Yes, the Kirk and Mike morning show.
Oh, that's right. You have another show.
5 a.m. to 9 a.m. on 105.9 The
Mike,
Edge.
Mike, you have got to get past this obsession with chestnuts in the dressing. I mean, I know you did it, but you're not in New England anymore.
Effers.
You're not in New England.
I'm so sick of mouth-breathing Virginians.
We don't do it
that
here.
That breathe through their mouths and go,
we don't do it in Kansas.
What? Chestnut? What? It's chestnuts.
Hey, I'm enjoying Thanksgiving.
What are they?
See?
Exactly.
You were raised around here, too.
Yes. They're nuts, often
the
roasted.
The hell is wrong? I want a jar of chestnuts
I've never heard of them.
I know you've never heard of them because you're backwards.
Are they walnuts in the shell?
They're chestnuts.
It's a kind of nut.
It's a kind of nut that you put in stuffing, and it's the best nut you can put in stuffing.
I've had roasted chestnuts before, but I've never heard of buying them in a jar or putting them in stuffing.
They are, first of all, most places you can only get get them in the jar, and you get them in the jar.
Cashews?
I swear to God, I'm going to have a heart
attack.
Settle,
you know, my giant
this
has
is what
them
I'm
getting
saying.
Too stressed out. Gross you brought Santina. This up. You've I was
got to get past
God
this.
Damn it,
settle.
Just,
boys, boys.
Do you know what happened peanuts? At the teat?
What happened at the teat?
There they are. Those are chestnuts.
And you know what? I've seen
those are in the shell.
I've seen them fresh this season.
Well, they're fresh. Everybody's got them fresh. I like them in the jar, so I don't have to go through the shelling thing. I just pour them out and I dice them up.
Don't you have a wife to do that for almonds?
No, she's not going to do that. I'm doing everything.
They're not almonds. Chestnut. They're not Brazil nuts.
I'm doing everything. I'm making my chestnut Italian sausage stuffing.
He's so good.
He's yes. so good.
Couldn't you just use sliced almonds instead?
He's so good.
How about circus peanuts?
He's going to make your hair
grow. Are they
make
indigenous to the area, chestnuts?
Huh? I don't know. God damn it. I just want the chestnuts in a jar.
Okay, now that the holidays are upon us, I feel it is my duty to make a really bad decision. Mark, will you please Google chestnuts and tell us what area they come from?
All right, go ahead. But here it is. What I was going to say was a positive before Buzz interrupted with the whole chestnut crap. I was going to say that I feel like I just got in under the wire for some really quality shopping without a hassle.
Right.
Because there were, you know, the bins were filled with turkeys. All the fixins were around. The bins were filled with frozen and fresh turkeys. They had different turkeys, a variety. We went around. We looked for the biggest one we could get. We got a 21-pound bird.
Great choices.
Wow.
Big-ass turkey.
Big turkeys are great.
We're going to cook a big-ass turkey. And then I said, dare we, darling, shall we go to Costco?
Oh, man, that's tough this week.
We went to Costco. Well, you know, you're taking your life into your hands.
Anytime. Yeah.
You go to Costco,
anytime.
You're taking your life into your
and
hands this week.
And you're taking your passport in Manassas.
Yes, absolutely.
Not just Manassas. But
I'll tell you something. Even there, it was manageable.
You played it smart by going in the afternoon. What I did my Thanksgiving and my fruitcake shopping on Sunday right before kickoff.
Right.
So I had the added addition of being 5 days out and many people staying home during the Redskins game.
Ooh, that's smart.
And
was it a joyful experience?
Very easy, but it's a long shopping trip. It's one of the ones you got to walk the aisles.
Yes, you do. You have to do that. And I haven't done my last minute. I'm going to throw this out at you,
Mr. Speedway. We'll always forget something.
I am going to have my last minute list with kind of the specialty stuff.
Right.
Because there's a whole paycheck that is right up the road on River Road from where my studio is.
Right.
And I'm going to knock that out tomorrow.
Whole Foods.
I'm going to go because I'll be getting there at about 9:15.
So you're going to Whole Foods.
Whole Foods at 9:15, and I think that's going to be. I know it's a Wednesday.
HOLE Foods.
It's Whole Foods. Foods from the whole.
Or right. With holes. They have bagels, donuts,
but
Cheerios.
It's expensive, but that's where I think I'm hopefully going to get my chestnuts in a jar.
You know what? I bet you they'll sell you there. I bet you they'll sell you chestnut stuffing that you can just warm up.
Oh, see, he won't settle
not
for
the
that.
Same.
No,
you gotta make it.
There's only one thing that I'm getting the special. I mean, they almost would take ham instead of turkey, but I gotta make my stuffing.
Okay, understood.
That's
understood.
My fresh sage
trademark dish.
Stuffing with sweet Italian sausage, and I'm hoping I get my sausage there too. That's
I
what I'm hoping.
I bet you will.
Oh, you better believe it. I've seen the ladies in there. They all
you
average
should,
about 80.
You should call the Whole Foods and ask if they have them.
Mm-hmm.
That'll save you the trip.
I want to go in. I want to walk.
You're gonna
in.
Go there anyway, but you should call and ask. I had to call four places to find my Citron this year.
What your what?
And just to backtrack, what do you wear to go fruitcake shopping?
Fruitcake shopping, a hat, a dazzling hat.
Your citrons? What the what?
Citron is the that candied fruit.
That's absolute.
No.
Well, no.
It's actually a fruit. I think it's native to Africa, but it's that candied, unidentifiable fruit.
The green fruit?
Green, yellow, red, that goes in the fruitcake. No one had it this year.
Nobody
it was really hard to find.
You don't know what the fruit is? I always thought it was like pineapple or
no,
something.
No, there's pineapple, there's cherries.
Right.
But this is called citron, and I think it's...
Citron, and it's where's it from?
I think it's from Africa.
Did you find out about chestnuts yet?
Then you can do citron. Oh, must I?
Yes, okay. Please. Well, what I wanted to tell you, Mike, I just found
it's
out.
It's getting close to the holiday.
Sure is, Mike.
I just found out you can get your jar of chestnuts on Amazon.
Really?
Yes.
You'd have to have them overnighted.
That's...
No, but I can do that for you. I have a deal where it's $4 overnight shipment with Amazon.
Really?
Yeah.
Come right to your door.
There you go. I'll do it with Amazon.
Yeah.
That's good. I will.
But do I know to slander the advertiser?
I'm not slander the advertiser.
Do we know?
I didn't
wrong.
Do that. I didn't do that. It's just
I know you.
No, I'll do it with Amazon. I look forward to
well on behalf of Mike, on behalf of everyone in the room, I thank you.
Amazon kicks ass.
Surprising.
They're sponsoring the show today, so we'll tell you about Amazon because you got a great
good time.
We have a great thank you to send out to our listeners about that. We'll get to that in a second. What my point was that yesterday, although I was in the spirit of the holiday, I found myself what are you texting?
I'm just texting Kara doing the show. Stop calling me. Is that okay?
Yeah. Let me see. No. Yeah. That's all right. But seriously, texting
for every 15 minutes that you text.
Well, she's called me three times already.
I feel like I'm in a bar with like a 21-year-old bim when you do that.
I'm the bimbo?
I feel like, you know, I'm sitting there and you're on.
Well, Mike, he's very good looking.
She has this.
You've been on probation. I don't know if you're aware of it.
What?
You have been on double secret.
Sarah does this thing that she will continue stalker calling me until I pick up the phone.
Are you two getting along? Because listen, I've got on my show prep today a Bolivian Thanksgiving.
We are doing fine. It's been a sober couple weeks, basically.
Okay, that's a good thing.
So we're doing fine.
That
but
sucks.
The one thing she will never change is the way that she calls me. It's like really stalker calling
somebody. She calls. Calls until you
and calls
respond.
And calls and calls and calls and calls right. Because she doesn't know we're starting the show early.
That's happened before. I know that. All right.
She's guilty of being in love with this man.
Yes,
this
I
lug.
Know. You know, I could
I don't
talk
know
to
why.
Her. If I talk to her, you just give me an afternoon that's with right. her. That would all be over.
She won't even make eye contact with me. I don't feel comfortable talking
she doesn't,
to her.
You notice how he never brings her around us?
Sure.
You notice that?
Yeah, and you know why?
Is she coming to our holiday party for Raw?
She will be. She will be my my DD.
She bringing any of her friends?
I didn't think they
party?
Were that big.
No, just her. Yeah.
She told her to bring some
Double
of her friends.
D's.
What? Tell her some of her friends.
No,
her
it's
that
weird.
She, knows
she doesn't
she
have
knows.
Any friends anymore.
How about, doesn't she still do the circuit during
Once
the summer?
Once in a while, but those bimbos don't drive anywhere.
Oh, okay. All right. Just checking.
Mike,
sorry. No.
I love you, and that's why I don't bring Carrie.
Oh,
if he
okay.
loved you,
yeah.
he would bring Kara.
Yeah. Yeah. This is true. Yeah. Well, anyway, I mean, we're having our party. Now it got really awkward.
That's a show
yeah,
meeting.
It did, yeah.
You know, it's what we're
Tell
talking
me when
about.
I should start the tape.
We're talking about the fact that we're having, for our Raw shows, we're having a massive blowout.
A big party.
That we are going to record next Friday. And it's going to be insane.
Hopefully
it's going
we will
to
have
be,
recovered by Monday.
Yes, oh, I hope so. I hope so. I, you know, as I said, the party ain't over till the vomiting begins. It's going to be very, very special. So anyway, my feeling is yesterday was great. I'm not heading out tomorrow, today, rather. I'm not heading out today.
Good for you.
But I'm going to do the last minute thing in the wee hours of the morning after I get off the air at the
Good
edge. Going to do that last second. That's where I do my massive.
I'll bet it's busy.
You think it's going to be busy at 9 a.m.?
9:15,
you know
bet.
What?
Yeah.
That's the best time to hit it, though.
I really? Think it is. Yeah. I think it is. Are you all, well, you're not, you're,
no,
you're traveling.
Somebody else is handling my Thanksgiving for me this year.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You're traveling
I'm
out
traveling,
of town. We'll
right.
get to that in a second right. because I want to, you know, we're going to get a report from you when you come back, Buzz, because I really want to know about what the deal is with flying and exactly what's happening.
For the pat
that.
Down about an hour before, yeah. I'm going to take Viagra.
If your pat down lasts more than 4 hours.
Hey, slugger. What were you going to say?
Please notify your physician.
Yes.
I'm only out three ingredients because my giant I forgot one and the giant was out of
So pill. You've gotten everything
I've
already?
Got everything I
wow.
need, but I need
God,
pearl
you're
onions.
Such a pain in the ass.
How is that?
Such a study
have,
hard in
you
school.
You have everything you need.
Do everything the
stop
teacher
it.
Says.
You have everything you need.
I'm not going to stop it. You know I don't. I don't have anything I need
You said
yet.
You got the turkey.
I have a bird. I have the turkey. I have the turkey. Cut the turkey.
Please wait till everyone's here to cut the turkey.
I have the turkey, and I have ciabatta bread that what? I'm going to cut up into cubes. Don't laugh at my ciabatta bread. My stuffing kicks ass.
Wasn't he a Jamaican disc jockey?
Ciabatta bread.
It's ciabatta bread with you. I've got my ciabatta bread, and then I don't have anything else. I've got to get all the detail, especially the herbs.
How about cranberry sauce?
I get the herbs. Don't have the cranberries
you need
yet.
To get that. Will you get jellied? We should save this.
I'm making my own.
Ooh.
I made my own last year.
Wow.
And let me tell you something.
I want to tell you.
This is true. This is
story.
A tip that you should take to the bank.
Right.
Of all the things you make homemade, even more important than the turkey, you want to wow people, you make homemade cranberry sauce.
Really?
Wow.
There's nothing that touches it.
But you see,
there's nothing that compares
will
to it.
Will it have the skins in it?
It's what
the
do you
skins
mean?
Dissolve.
They dissolve. You okay. cook it so all much right. that what?
But you can't slice it.
I've never been a fan. I like cranberry sauce. I've never been a fan of cranberries with the little skins on.
Well,
them,
no, it's got the berries in there. Right. The berries make it fun.
Okay,
and it's super sweet. You know what you'll like?
This is the funnest condiment ever.
You know what you like, Mr. Toddler Man? Let me tell you what you'll like. You'll like the fact that when you make it homemade, it's infinitely sweeter.
Oh, I like the sound of
that. Much sweeter. You don't like the sour. I know that's why you don't like the berry.
For pennies.
For pennies, yeah, because you buy the cranberries, they're super cheap, yes.
I have one word for this whole conversation.
Yes. Gay.
Homos.
Guys who love food.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
No, he's right. That's right.
Oscar, we're all being gay.
Oscar the man. But I know I get excited about cooking.
I mean, gay both food. Of you and Rob.
It's gay, straight.
To pull your trousers down.
Gay.
Well, that is going
listen,
first.
Listen
we
to
happen
me.
To be comfortable in the kitchen and comfortable with our masculinity, okay?
Gay,
seriously.
Straight, or bi, it makes no difference because no matter what you say or how you feel about members of the same sex or opposite sex,
yes.
I still don't have my pearl onions.
You don't have your pearl
I
onions
I don't
yet?
Have them.
Wait, are you going to buy them in a jar or a can? Or
I
are
buy
you
them
gonna
frozen.
Get... frozen.
I like them frozen and I make frozen. A homemade white sauce.
Ina uses those. She says frozen is better because who wants to take the time to prepare a tiny little pearl onion?
Jeffrey doesn't mind if I use frozen.
Jeffrey's coming back from a long business trip.
Now
I'm making Jeffrey some carrot cake, and hopefully later on he's going to service me in that special way. I've always loved Jeffrey because of his mouth.
Jeffrey's been at the AVN Awards all weekend.
It's what Jeffrey does. It's Jeffrey. Ina sits there. Jeffrey's coming home in about a half an hour. I'm going to make him his special hot cocoa. Oh, there's Jeffrey. Jeffrey's going to go into his study and work while I finish these lovely croissants. Thank you.
Oh,
Jeffrey's upstairs in the tub.
Oh, Jeffrey. No. You forgot about it, didn't you?
Turn that one up. Jeffrey? Jeffrey, are you done with your bath? I've finished your homemade granola.
Oh, Jeffrey. You'd forgotten about it.
I haven't had fun with this one yet. Jeffrey, Ina's down in the kitchen. Jeffrey, you going to come downstairs? Yes, I've made you your special rum raisin. Oh, yes, Jeffrey. That's delicious.
Ina, did you make cabbage rolls?
I've got cabbage rolls. Homemade cabbage rolls with sweet Italian sausage. That's
That'll
fun.
Do it.
That's fun.
That's funny.
Not much better.
That's funny.
I'm all in now.
God. Settle down, Oscar.
Little effort. You are so on the frigging bubble.
He's on the Bolivian bubble, Mike.
The Bolivian bubble. But no, it's fun
it
to talk
fun.
About
it's food.
Food.
And
hey, do you prepare anything? Do you cook anything? Have you ever cooked anything?
Because no.
you're the baby of the family, right?
Yeah, I just show up.
Yeah, this is when I had the discussion with Kirk. Just
kind of like
clueless
the show.
About food. I just sit down and shovel it in and then go on my way and hopefully bang something in the middle.
Right.
That's it. It
doesn't
matter.
Bad
you know,
day.
I became food centric about it when I became a father, when I became a real responsible man.
You know
the
what
meal
I'm
that
into?
Falls to the patriarch.
What? Exercise.
You what?
I'm into exercise.
Oh, F you. Why don't you suck my
Wow.
There you go. No, that it? Whole thing's going to have to be. I'll kick your little ass.
Now, hold on. He brings up an interesting point.
That's like something he'd do. Now he's got joy. Now he's got joy. Now he's got joy.
What is this exercise you speak of? How does one spell it?
I think he just heard it.
I'm into
he said,
exercise.
When I became a real responsible man, I got into food. Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, I said cooking for Thanksgiving. I am preparing a meal for 9 people. I'm going to be in the kitchen, and most great chefs are males.
Julia Child always said that men make better chefs than women.
Yeah, and I'm doing it, and you know what?
And
it
yet
is,
she.
It is work. It is work.
It's the whole damn day.
It is a pain in the ass. But when you do it,
it'll wear you out.
You get a little satisfaction out of it.
Will you make your stuffing on Wednesday?
Yes.
So it's ready to go in the morning?
Yes, with my daughters. My daughters are coming.
Because your bird will have to cook for that size nearly 6 hours.
Rob is going back into heavy game.
He's calculating.
There he goes. How many? Now, 21-pound turkey, how long am I going to have to put that in the oven?
Stuffed?
Probably not.
Okay, then probably 15 minutes to the pound, 5 hours and a quarter.
Five and a quarter. I see he's great with that. See, I wish he was in my kitchen.
Why?
God, you have never told a lie like that.
I've never cooked with you before. I bet you and I would kick ass. We, in the year 2011, we will do a cooking show where we will prepare a meal
I've
for
I've got
everybody.
A name for it already.
What is it?
Help yourself.
Who brings the best? But seriously, Mike.
Let me ask you guys.
You can put that on the Food Network. You know what I should send that? We should videotape it and send it to the Food Network.
Look, Mark's eyes just turned to dollars.
Where is the discrepancy here that a guy like Buzz and a guy like me, and I think Buzz obviously cooks more than I'll ever
Buzz
cook.
Buzz is a good cook.
I like to cook.
But that you
Buzz makes his turkey.
Have you decided that... That you are the guy that wants to make the turkey and not your wife or your girlfriend.
In my family, it's a matter of tradition. It was always the man who
cooked. Not mine. This has evolved, and it just kind of happened. I did it a couple of years ago. I'm just as content going somewhere where everything is made. But when I do it, I get kind of ramped up. Carla's been super into the holiday, and so I'm kind of motivated to do all this stuff. I think at a certain point. I'll let you know, but I think at a certain point, maybe like mid-morning on Thursday, I might just go, Jesus, this is it. But I don't think
There should be a power
it's fun.
Nap.
Carla makes dinner for me every single night.
It's amazing.
Every single night.
Well done.
I'm talking, no, when you say seriously thankful for, she does that for me. And so, you know, this is her day not to do it. And she's still making like mashed potatoes and things.
But regardless, I guess for me, I'm sitting here, especially since my mom just, you know, had that fall.
Right.
That
is she going to be home for the holiday?
She will. She was supposed to go to Pittsburgh, but she's staying home and everybody's going to her house.
Cool.
But
okay.
One thing you start thinking about is these things that you're just so used to every Thanksgiving.
Right.
Something that I would like to learn how to make is my mom's stuffing. And that's because I enjoy it so much when mm-hmm. I go over there. Mm-hmm. The question is,
that's how it starts.
When do I learn how to do that? I have to do it sooner than later.
Start this year.
I mean, it's
start this year. You know, because and
well,
you,
I won't you, be because I'll be on the farm, unfortunately.
You were right. You know, yes. As soon as you can, then she's going to make it ahead of time.
What's the farm?
Maybe you'll
Kara's place.
Where you know?
Oh, you'll be at her place.
Is that guy? Is that guy? That kid going to come to that party?
Yeah, they really live on the farm.
The one with the gun is
probably. He'll be welcome with open arms.
Lead stuffing they're having there. You said it yourself the other day that. Your mom's not going to be around forever.
Yes.
You want to learn that because you're going to want to carry that recipe forward.
I would love to
continue that tradition. You should videotape her making it.
Are you going to arrive for the Bolivian Thanksgiving like at the last second and just sit down and join them for dinner?
No.
You're going to be there all day?
Yes.
Oh, so that'd be a good day to roll into the kitchen and just sit there and, you know, pay attention.
And watch
you don't
your
have
mom?
To like don't write it down, you know?
No, no. I'm going to be there all day at the farm.
Right. Oh, you're not going to even
no,
be at your mom's house.
No. Because this is what I got from old Kara McKenzie.
Well, while you're out there.
Would you like to, because since your mom's not in great health, do you want to just spend Thanksgiving with your family and I'll spend Thanksgiving with my family, which is a nice gesture on mm-hmm. her end.
Yeah.
But she knows she's already spending Christmas with my family.
Right.
Because my Christmas rules and they don't give presents.
Oh.
So,
they don't give presents?
Not really. That's the whole, I don't even know if they're Jehovah's Witness, but whatever they are, they don't give presents.
Wow, that
so,
sucks.
So, in my eyes, I know that it's a double-edged sword. If I go and hang out with her family, it's a win with her and I. And if I'm looking for some sort of future, I have to make that concession
an
now.
Investment. Yeah.
If I say, no, I would like to hang out with my mom one more time, she's always going to have that. We never spend time
will
with my family.
Will their Thanksgiving be decent?
Of course.
I mean, they got
moonshine?
And they have a little
oh, yeah.
Booch.
I'll be drunk the whole time.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
but,
all
but
that matters.
But I know that Christmas, in my eyes, has to always be at my family's house because whether you like it or not, whether it's a great economy or a bad economy or small presents or big presents, even if they're little, that's a tradition we have.
I love getting stuff.
Everybody does.
But the divorces have destroyed the holidays
you
for
give,
me.
You give, you get.
Well,
you
Christmas is really so scattered for me.
Oh, yeah.
So
well, my Christmas was all busted up when my parents
yeah,
divorced.
Yeah, and it's not fun. Divorce,
it's
divorce,
great.
Divorce Fs up Christmas.
But
it
it's
really
great
does.
Now that I've got my own kids.
We
got
to take a break. We stop right here. We will come back, continue this holiday discussion. Also on the program today, a little TSA debate.
Yes,
I know Buzz has a point.
A
I got a counterpoint
on that.
And a brand new feature brought to you by Mark Ronning. That's coming up next, right here. Welcome back to our second segment of the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. We want to thank you for supporting Amazon through our website. You guys have been going there, and you've been buying stuff, and it's stuff you need. And during the holidays, we want you to do that more and more. The Black Friday deals have already begun at Amazon. You probably heard a lot about this in the news. They are offering these a lot earlier online, and Cyber Monday, they're beating Black Friday and Cyber Monday. If you're going to go to Amazon and get some incredible deals, which they have, please, 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 I can't stress enough, we are not asking you to donate anything.
No.
We are asking you that if you're going to do Christmas shopping and you're going to do it on Amazon and get some great deals, go through MikeOmeraShow.com.
Right.
That is a favor
it's
you
so
can
easy.
Do for
I've
us.
Done it.
And it's something where you can get yourself a great deal at the same time and you can support the show. This is turning into something very beneficial for our radio program and you want to keep us rocking and rolling. It's really good
can
stuff.
Can I add one thing?
No. Yes, go ahead.
It's not even an extra click. We
no,
have the
right.
search engine on our website. Mm-hmm. And when you would normally go to Amazon, you'd say, I'm looking for an MP3
right.
that's this. Or I want a piece of electronics that's
right.
this. We have that search bar on our website. And just go to MikeOmeraShow.com, scroll down, plug in what you need, and it'll take you right there.
And it says, hello, Rob.
It does.
Yeah.
It's a new thing for us, and it's become very successful. We're very happy about it. Amazon is constantly competitive with the big stores that open early Friday. Stay out of the chaos this year and get everything you need at Amazon. Hassle-free, one-click purchasing through
through the link at the bottom of our website. Black Friday starts today, runs through Cyber Monday. Go to Amazon and do that. And we appreciate that. We say that to you in advance. Yay. Thank you very much. Onward and upward right now. We could talk more about Thanksgiving, but we've got our big Thanksgiving show tomorrow.
The Turkey-tacular airs tomorrow,
We'll
Mike.
Continue our discussion. I want to follow up with you on your Thanksgiving. Yes. And we'll get everybody's details on what they're going to do.
And recipes.
For tomorrow's show. For today, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to now get right to it. Should we have our TSA debate or should we do your feature first?
We can do the TSA first.
All right, let's get it out of the way real quick. Do you still feel the way you felt now that you're getting closer to flying?
I think you and a lot of people have sort of jumped to a conclusion about how I feel. I got a Facebook message yesterday from a guy who said, Buzz, I can't believe that you're not taking a stand against these invasive searches. All along, from day one, I have had no opinion on this topic.
Okay.
I don't care one way or another. I mean, I'm speaking for myself. I think I'm not comfortable with TSA agents groping children's private parts. I'm a little uncomfortable with that, and they've modified that policy.
Right.
But for myself, I don't care.
Okay.
I really don't care.
And I think that should be everybody's attitude.
You know, now I understand, I guess I understand where people are coming from when they say it's too invasive, but is it really? I mean, most people feel it's a safety thing.
I feel safer.
Yeah.
This to
me, I don't mind it one bit.
This to me is, then we aren't going to have a debate, obviously, because we all feel the same way about it. But I will tell you that this to me is really an example, and I hate to sound like Rush Limbaugh, but this is the organized media creating this monster because they are lazy. And they are not energetic, and they don't look for real stories. So it's really, really convenient and easy to create this controversy and to take a few people.
This is the 2010 equivalent of having Joe Krebs standing at the airport.
Absolutely.
On Wednesday
night. No, I disagree with that, guys.
Oh, I don't know how you can disagree with that.
I do think there's a laziness factor involved. But my lead story today is this subject, and it takes up an entire page.
Because, let me explain, because when Rob mentioned standing out at the airport, for years and years, all these efforts have had on Thanksgiving is it's going to be kind of crowded. Now suddenly we've got something sexy. We've got
that
sizzles.
And we've got a
groped at the airport.
And we've got government
flags
to talk about it. And it's great.
Here again, I think this started more among the people on the internet. And I think the media has picked up on that. Is the media exploiting it because it's easy? Yes.
Of course they are.
But to both of those. But this is coming from the people. Now that's a minority. Now listen, it's a minority of people. Fewer than 50% of people object
a
to
lot
what's going on here.
A lot fewer.
But they are a loud minority, and they are making themselves known with videos and
this
protests.
That's where I totally disagree. They're not a loud minority. They're a minority that is just they're the ones that have the sexy story. They're the ones that are going to make people, they make the evening news because they talk about the fact that, we don't want to be groped. I had bladder cancer, and I have a bag, and it spilled when they just seize on this crap.
Well, but those are real things that
happen. You know how many people go through airports every day, though? How many people go through airports
millions.
Every day?
I don't have a figure.
I mean, really,
millions,
I don't either, but I mean, it's so many people, and I just think we are such a nation of whiners, and we are so manipulated by our news media.
Is it a privacy aspect, or is it big government that people are scared about?
I don't think people are all that scared.
And it can't be a privacy issue if everyone is subject to it.
I think it is. I think it's prudishness, to be honest with you. I mean, I think the people who are objecting are very prudish about this. And
we're so effed up about sex in this country.
And you're right about that, and you and I totally agree on that.
You can see eels going into private parts on the internet, but you know what? Oh, my God, don't touch me there. Get out of here. F you, and just be safe.
Do you have that link?
The eels?
Yeah,
it's Japanese.
And where we do agree on the security aspect of this is about the greater good.
Right.
What is the greater good? Safety.
Yeah.
Right. Absolutely. No question about it. Now, I know that our founding fathers said, be very careful about giving up your rights for the sake of security and safety. I'm not sure this is really a right or that we're really giving up anything.
I don't think you are.
You're gaining safety.
But what I will say again and further in defense of the media coverage of this is it has set off a genuine debate that has us fine-tuning the policy. And I will pose the question, is there anything wrong with giving this some thought as opposed to just slapping the policy up there, I think it's good that we're thinking about it, talking about it, and making it just right.
That is not a bad point, Buzz. Right. That is not, and that, on that, I can see your
pump
point
your
because,
brakes, yeah.
because they have tweaked yeah. it a wee bit and done that. At the same time, I think you just, here's the, this is the way I look at this, okay? This story comes out that somebody's kid was patted down, or some guy got patted down and they did it so roughly that he had
they
like a bladder bag and
right.
he caused urine to spill on the right. guy. These are the stories that just make it to the front line.
Right.
Then you get the people that, I really do, that are influenced because we are so, we are such TV creatures that,
right.
hey, you know, this guy did that. I'm going to go, I bet I'll get a lot of attention if I say, you know, he touched my stuff and he did it in a sexual way. I just think that's the way things happen now. You know, we're it's
we're so accustomed to having 15 minutes of fame.
Yeah.
You think the guy that said "touch my junk" and all whatever that
and
"touch my junk" guy
it feeds on itself.
If you're
of
so
yeah.
scared
right,
of
right.
this, because I liken this to the same scene I see every time I travel. You know, I actually travel a lot, even though we do the show on the
mm-hmm.
weekends.
Right.
When I travel, I either have someone I know or someone across the way, usually a female. That's mad about her makeup or her perfume being thrown away because she obviously thought she could sneak it through.
Right.
Or she forgot.
Right. The three outs
who the
right.
F knows.
Right.
But I'm sitting there and as I look at these people, or I look at Kara at times, or I look at my mom when we're traveling, and I say, I don't know why you're mad. You knew that this was a rule.
Right.
If you don't like the way that these rules are coming across, don't travel.
Don't travel.
No one's,
don't fly.
Yeah,
totally
don't fly.
Agree with
just don't go.
I totally
because
agree
all you're
with
doing,
that.
Like as we walk away, I remember this happened to Carol two or three times. She's like, oh, and I'm like, you know this happens.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So why you should be mad at yourself and not them.
And you're living in a country where you're hopping on a jet and flying to Las Vegas.
If,
right. And the people that are in the caves, in the mud huts that are designing the IEDs, this is the whole thing.
Right.
This is the whole cultural, this is the whole cultural abyss that we have between us, that they are looking at, you know, at this chasm and going, well, look at those people. They are so soft. And we play right into it. No. Oh, my makeup, I can't take on the plane. I don't want to be groped that certain way. What do you think? Why do you think they're calling us infidels?
Don't go. No one is begging you.
Don't fly. Right. And if you have to fly, but no, and
if
someone has also said,
you sit down to play a board game, Mike, you got to know the rules. You don't start it without knowing the rules.
But
you're going to fly.
I
want to
say, I totally agree with Buzz when he talks about fine-tuning, because when you hear about the Israeli system, which nobody in America really knows about.
My
right?
father's nobody's been through it.
Nobody really knows about it.
It is hardcore.
It's hardcore.
Don't they charge?
But, you know. Yes.
They interviewed him for 2 hours.
No matter what the discussion is, you'll get it in there. You're 1/8 Jewish.
It.
Let me point that out to
That's
you, my
fine.
Friend. But the fact is, I don't know the details on it, but I hear that not only is it hardcore, but it's a much more efficient system than what
grueling.
We have.
It's grueling. Yeah. He went through 2 years ago, and he was traveling internationally with a United Nations passport.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they pulled him to the side. No, usually when you have those passports, you just walk right
sure,
through.
Sure, you sail through.
No big deal.
Right.
But for him, he said it doesn't matter in Israel. He had to sit there for 2 hours, and he was interrogated why he was in Iran, because
right.
he was doing some humanitarian work in Iran.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And he was going through Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And that was that.
It's
two
scary.
Hours
That's all the connection they need.
It's scary. Yeah. I just get so angry. I really get angry at this.
At the softness.
You know, because a lot of people feel the same way as I do. You know, I think we all do in this room. It's like, if it's going to keep you safe, but we are just such cream puffs.
Yeah.
We are so, you know, we have guys going over to Iran and Afghanistan that are in unimaginable situations.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't even give a rat's ass about it. And sometimes it kills me to hear what we complain about our little creature comforts.
Well, you know, and I do agree with Buzz too. It's okay to question and tweak. But
I totally agree with that.
But we're complaining because largely we're told to complain.
But can I
when
tell
it
you
makes
what
the first 20 minutes of your morning television show,
right.
people are outraged.
Yes.
Well, I'm people. Yep. I must be outraged too.
Oh, you have to be.
It feeds on it.
Because it's on the Today Show, the first story on the Today Show.
And
here's where I think we should tweak though, Buzz. I'd rather see the tweaking done a la the Israeli system.
Yes.
I want them tweaking to keep us safer.
Right.
I wouldn't mind them going further if it's going to keep those planes safer. And you know, there's not a goddamn person that's in that lounge that's sitting there ready to go out onto the plane that wouldn't agree with me at that moment. But you
sure.
know what? People don't in this country, we have, first of all, short memories, and we don't have any foresight at all.
Right.
Nobody can think three steps around. They think that immediate step, oh my God, I'm going to have to buy another bowl, another jar of gel. That's the way they think. Right. They don't. But you know, they're going to be sitting in that plane in row 3C, and they're going to say to themselves, you know, boy, I hope everything goes well. I hope everything's okay.
We do have a lot of dumb rules, though. And what's happened here, I think, is the government, the TSA, has pushed people to the edge with things like take off your shoes. No other country does this.
How hard is that, though? Is that so painful to do?
I know, but what I'm saying is...
We had a shoe bomber come in from London.
Yes, but there are other ways to detect that, including the scanners.
I hope so.
And what's happening is we're getting some unnecessary and sometimes slightly silly... or unneeded rules, and so when you add all those up, it comes to too many.
Well, if it's silly and it doesn't work, I want it to do.
Smarter about the rules we have. Two things about the Israeli system that I do happen to know about that I like that I wish we would adopt more here. The first is having armed guards standing around, guys in uniforms with rifles. We know that airlines are targets. I don't think there's anything wrong with having armed guards at the airport.
You get it, and I got it decades ago when I flew into Frankfurt. I remember watching guys with machine guns walking outside the Frankfurt airport. I was going, wow, it's scary.
I know they were going to try that at Dulles, but they couldn't get through security.
They couldn't get the rifles through. If I saw soldiers standing around with rifles, I feel more secure, actually.
Right.
And the other thing about their system that Orlando is starting to do a lot, and that is various people at various places along your way, from the parking lot all the way to the plane, who they stop and say, how you doing? How's it going today? Did you have a good stay here in Orlando? We always love having you down here. What they're doing is they're screening you, but they're doing it in a PR, welcome to Orlando
kind of way. And they do that in Israel.
Brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, I think
that's how you catch them.
Yeah, but that's the American way also, is that we muck things up a little bit, and we tend to overdo things that for show look really, really good, because they're bureaucrats.
That's what it is, show.
That's absolutely What do you think the government, really even the military hierarchy, I mean, really to a certain extent, what is it other than kind of making a show of things?
Right.
And when you get up, you know, those grunt soldiers that are down on the line, you know, laying it on the line every day, they don't give a rat's ass about the show. But when you get into the Pentagon and you get into that big corporation of the U.S. Army, and the military, you know, it's that way, and it's also that way in government.
Sure.
It's all about did things look good? Because if things look good, I'll get moved up the food chain a little bit that. You know, I think that we got a long way to go, but it just, everybody just chill out.
Right, everybody.
Enjoy your weekend. Let's hope everything goes okay, and let those guys, because it's all we got right now, let them do their jobs.
Absolutely. And a new rule for the media, by the way. I heard Rob mention this, and it just dawned on me.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, the media, news media, mainstream media says people are complaining. That's not accurately worded. What the media should be saying is some people are complaining. Mm. Remember what Rob said about when he hears that people are complaining, he thinks I'm people, I should be complaining too, or I'm among them. If we were more clear that it was only some people that were complaining, I think fewer people would bandwagon.
You're not going to get on the evening news the guy that said, I just had a flight in from Disney World, and I will tell you something, it was great, and I thought they did an amazing job.
You're right.
But you're going to get the guy that goes, oh, I thought they grabbed my right teat. Oh, and it might have been, he touched it in such a way as he wanted to do me.
He made me express milk.
No.
Well, that happens to you. I've flown with you before.
I get very excited.
That happened when we were on Frontier and we were taking off backwards.
Oh, yeah. I gave
it. The front of Rob's shirt was just soaking wet.
I made Mike a latte.
Come on. Don't tell the truth. We can confess it was a white Russian. All right. On that note, listen, we've got a very special feature from Mark Ronick. We will table that till tomorrow's show. We will table that till tomorrow's show.
It's a good one.
That's right. It's a great show when we come in tomorrow. No, we're not. We're taping it today. All right, that's coming up. And coming up next, the Audio Vault with Rob Spiewak. Good afternoon. How you doing? Mike O'Mara Show. .com. Having a good time? I know RJ is. Anyway,
Disco's
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the all-new Raw 2. The new Raw shows feature sex, violence.
Yes.
Really?
Debauchery.
We haven't taped two of them yet.
I'm going to wear a helmet.
You just wait.
You'll see.
Captivating adult star Carmen Hart, the drunken broadcasting you know and love, and surprise guests in a holiday party to remember. The first show goes up December 26th.
Are you throwing my phone?
Oh, in the trash.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Karen just asked me a question. I had to answer.
The first show goes up December 26th.
Yes, I am.
But you can pre-order starting November 26th. And remember, the Raw shows are included when you buy our 2011 VIP goodies package with VIPs. With VIPers getting their first episode 2 days early, pre-order Raw 2 this Friday at MikeOMaraShow.com.
I've spoken to a lot of people that have purchased the VIP package, and they're already enjoying their VIP-ness.
Isn't that exciting? time for the audio vault. What do you have there?
Well, you have to open it.
Oh, well, let's open it. I'm sorry. I got discouraged.
Discouraged?
Disciplining one of our people here.
Thank you.
What the hell's the matter with you, Santana?
Plenty.
I
got Coca-Cola all over it.
Oh no.
Now it's electric. The electronics are ruined.
And you know what? That's good. Not the worst thing that gets put in that trash can on a near daily basis. If Frankie starts nuzzling your pocket,
there you go.
He's looking for stuff that he expressed. Oprah did her favorite things part two, Mike. And that's the show where Oprah's audience gets one of everything that Oprah loves.
I saw this.
Now, she came out in the show. What is that?
Helicopter.
That, I tell you, listen, I think if you hear that, if it's nice, those are the guys out front.
Leaf suckers.
Can we turn it up? Will they be able to hear this through the audio
processor?
Turn
this mic up.
But let's turn them all up and listen. That is the leaf sucking machine that the city of Manassas has outside of my house.
Great service.
The front yard looked like the set of Dexter. Lots of black bags.
Yes, yeah. And then I'm told by my neighbor. That the black bags that have leaves in them, they don't pick them up unless they're in paper bags. Thank you, bureaucracy.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much. Yes. So Oprah gave
Oprah,
away
She
stuff.
Came out in the show yesterday. No, she didn't come out. That would be with Gail King.
Right.
She drove out on the stage in a 2011 Volkswagen Beetle. So everyone assumed they were going to get a 2011 Volkswagen Beetle, right?
Yeah, because they're greedy, the audience.
I wanted to give every one of these to you. But VW said no. They did. They said, sorry, Oprah, we cannot give everybody this Beetle. I tried, but they said, maybe we can do one better. They said, we cannot give you this Beetle, but how about if we give each person in your audience the brand new, totally redesigned 2012 Volkswagen Beetle?
Okay, stop it right there.
Yes.
Bitch, learn how to breathe.
Uh-huh.
So you can actually really sell your thing. I was way... The brand...
Well, she's got...
Fat ass says what?
Yeah, what did she say?
All right, let's listen to it again.
Okay, you want the whole thing?
No, just up to the point where the brand new... She couldn't breathe.
Right, and she couldn't make out the model.
Exactly.
Maybe we can do one better.
They
said, we cannot give you this Beetle, but how about if we give each person in your audience the brand new, totally redesigned 2012 Volkswagen Beetle?
They all get a 2012 Volkswagen Beetle, but here's the thing. VW has not yet released what the car looks like, so all they showed was a silhouette.
It's the equivalent of getting a picture on Christmas.
It is.
That's exactly.
Does your sister watch Oprah?
I will say that I'm not a big Oprah guy, but those shows...
They're incredible.
You sit there and you drool.
You just sit
jealousy.
There and get... As somebody who's in this business, on any level, you look at that and go... My God, if I could, would I?
Because, of course, Mike, the crowd was ambivalent.
The first half of this giveaway, just to name a few things, she gave away the 55-inch LED Google Sony TV, a cruise, like a billion other things. They're not just getting this.
And this is everybody in the audience.
Yep. Right? Yeah.
And these are people that are extra needy, right? They require things. They're special people.
I think it's just lucky people.
Are they just P1s?
You could just go get a ticket. That's a whole joke
of the
show. It's
like a lottery.
You go. She comes up on set in a regular dress. And she rips off the dress she has on, and she's got a Santa Claus outfit on, basically a red dress.
I've got this.
And she rips it off, and everybody freaks out.
It's time for my favorite.
People are passing out in the audience, freaking out. I'm sure some guy asked himself, literally.
I would like to announce that everyone listening to this show today gets a copy of this show.
Buzz, you're kidding me.
Wow.
You're kidding me. Oh, my God.
But she rips off what looks to be like they actually for this last show. And
these are random people.
I'm a huge homo for knowing this. That's fine. But
I like the insight.
For
though.
This last show, they thought that the show, the ruse was that the show was going to be about meditation. Mm-hmm. So everybody comes in and they think that's what the show is going to be about.
Oh, wow.
So she comes out like she's about to bring on a guest about meditation, like a world-renowned meditation guy. And she gets up there and she's like, as she's about to start, she rips off the dress she has on. She's got her red dress on, like she's Mrs. Claus.
Right.
And then boom, everybody goes crazy.
I got to watch this. This is good. This is very cool.
You don't need to watch it.
Rob, you still hate it.
I do. That's I'm cool. So proud that I've never watched an entire episode in my life. All right. Mike, I know you've been on the fence about Sarah Palin for years.
Yes, I have. You know, I don't feel strongly about her.
I think you're going to enjoy this tape when she was asked by Sean Hannity, another man you like.
What a dick.
That when and if she does
I
more
political
stuff.
I swear to God, what a dick. Well, I don't get a chance to say that very often,
say
but
it
that's
again.
Fine. He's a dick.
When and if she chooses to run again.
Hey, Sean Hannity. Hey there, Sean Hannity, unibrow. Hey, how you doing, dick?
And she's out plugging her new book. It seems like Sarah Palin's putting a book out about every 10 days now.
If I ever went on Sean Hannity, hey, that's all I do too. I wouldn't try to mount like a rational argument. Dick says what?
Exactly. Did you see Bristol Palin last night?
On Dancing with the Stars, I did not have the pleasure.
Looks good on widescreen.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so what does he do?
She's she's flirting with the idea of running in 2012, but we all know she's going to.
Right.
He asked her, would she ever take the time to be interviewed by Katie Couric again? Because you remember that disaster.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, here's her reply.
Oh,
would you even do another interview with Katie Couric?
I would look forward to being even more open than I already am. That, yeah, absolutely, I'd be out there even more. As for doing an interview, though, with a reporter who already has such a bias against whatever it is that I would come out and say, why waste my time? No, I want to help clean up the state that is so sorry today of journalism. And I have a communications degree. I study journalism, who, what, where, when, and why of reporting. I will speak to reporters who still understand that cornerstone of our democracy, that expectation that the public has for truth to be reported. And then we get to decide our own opinion based on the facts reported to us. So a journalist, a reporter who is so biased and will no doubt spin and gin up whatever it is that I have to say to create controversy, I swear to you, I will not waste my time with her.
Yeah, no, she'll stick with Fox
that
News.
Bitch
listen up,
she didn't
folks.
Go to Harvard.
Listen,
she went
be
to some
afraid.
Community college.
Be afraid.
Be very,
very afraid.
Can you read between the lines of that?
Yes. Yes.
I will fix.
Media.
I will fix
media.
The media.
Journalism.
Yeah.
Okay, Adolf.
And keep in mind the thing
Jesus.
That she's accusing Katie Couric of having an agenda. I believe the question was, what newspapers do you read?
Yeah.
Right.
How
and
is
then,
that having an agenda?
And really, that was taken by other news outlets,
right.
And they went wild they with it.
Right.
You know,
was
went,
that the same interview where she said she had Russian relations because she could see?
I think it was.
Right,
wasn't
right?
it the same series
yeah,
where
I can see Russia
from
Russia
my house?
From my house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's just a very scary answer. First of all,
thought you'd like
she,
that piece of tape.
She answers it one way at the beginning where you say,
I'll
leave
be way out there, yeah.
And then she comes back around and thinks about
I'm
it. And
fix
that's
journalism.
God, that's a dangerous
thing. Very
lady.
Scary.
Very spooky.
Todd.
But Mike, don't be scared because All Is Right with the World because last night featured the debut of Skating with the Stars.
Saw this.
And you know what?
Oh, you watched this?
Yes, I did.
Would you have a chick night last night?
I watched a little bit of it, and it was totally worthless until I saw the judging panel. Guess who anchors the judging panel? Dick Button.
Is it? Oh, it's Dick Button?
Yeah, and
hello there.
And Johnny Weir.
Oh, God. Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's some personality
so
right
So it's
there.
Pretty good. Yeah, better than the people. So this is their review. I'm sorry, Oscar, go ahead.
That's just very impressive.
Here is their review.
I was shocked.
Of Vince Neil's dance, or skate, or whatever it is. First, you'll hear Johnny Weir, then... my favorite, Richard Button.
Johnny! You know, so much credit to you for getting out on the ice after so long away from the ice. But I wanted the rock star performance. I felt like you were following your partner around a lot and watching her to see what she was doing. For next week, be more confident in yourself and give us that emotion, that rock star.
Dick, you know, I really respect you for taking this competition on. I mean, you not had to learn an entire...
No, it's sad.
What you like about Dick Button is he is from an era... where they were in the closet.
Yes, he still
where
is.
Where gay men were in a closet and didn't come out.
Well, he still looks like a straight man. He dresses like one.
Yes. The thing that scared
he
me,
might even be straight.
I'm
wink,
sure
wink.
He is. I'm sure he is.
Dick Button.
I was sad that because he was sitting at a table, we couldn't see his corrective shoes that he was wearing during the NBC Olympic coverage.
Highly new technique of trying to walk on ice which is extraordinarily difficult. It's not like dancing. And on top of that, you had to do it with a beautiful partner, you had to do it to music, you had to do it to specific choreography, and you had to give a performance on it. I really take it all. Just for next week, be fearless.
There you
he's
go.
He's actually a dick. He's the dick on the show. He's a Simon.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. He's one more, Rob, before we go to Buzz.
There's a series of quick short ones.
Okay.
I didn't realize this. Capri Anderson is the hooker that locked herself in the bathroom with Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, right? Not all that great looking as far as I'm concerned.
I was surprised. She revealed on Nightline last night, she was like a paid escort to show up to that dinner. Yeah. They were trying to spin it. Yeah. I think that they were friends, but she was paid to be there. And here she comes.
An appearance, if you will, at a dinner party. And when I asked who it was, he said, well, it's for Charlie Sheen and they're having a dinner party. You know, you'd be paid for your time spent there. And would you like to do it? And a paid guest, yes. I was very much excited about it.
Well,
it seemed very
paid
intriguing.
Her? What could go wrong?
So as the night progressed, he was definitely becoming more intoxicated. He was cursing a lot. He was making racial slurs, derogatory comments towards women.
Charlie.
He was using the N-word a lot.
Oh, dear.
And
Well, who paid her?
Sheen's people. She was contacted. Her representation was contacted from Sheen's
Ultimately, Charlie did. Yeah.
And also, here, this makes... When you get Charlie... Mike, have you ever thought what it would be like to get Charlie Sheen alone in a room with you? It might be something like this.
Constantly. The room, and then I hear kind of a big snorting sound, and I look over and he says, do you party? And I say, no thanks, politely. He gets on top of me and he puts his hands around my neck, and at that point I get really very, very nervous. He became more frustrated and his grip got a little bit tighter, and I became more tight in my own body and started to struggle.
That's rare.
He then very quickly gets off of me, picks up the lamp, and he throws it across the room and he smashes it.
Wow, how about that?
Well, sure.
Charlie.
Can I add a couple things?
Yes, go right ahead.
So at that point, I just...
Oh, I'm sorry.
One thing is that this Capri... I forget what her last name is.
Capri Anderson.
Thank you. Anderson. She's a porn star. Like, right. I've seen her on multiple scenes through my alleged subscriptions. And second of all, I'm sitting here that these girls get paid anywhere from $15,000 to $20,000. For one night is mind-blowing.
Yep, but they do. And
it ain't the mind.
What, 10, 15 years ago, porn stars went from being, you know, in the land of porn to on the runway.
Right.
On the red carpet going into events and on an A-list, situation for a lot of these Hollywood parties, openings of clubs.
But come on.
You get a porn star.
You're a young, attractive woman. You've been offered $15,000 to spend an evening with Charlie Sheen. What did you think was going to happen?
Well, I think the broken lamp upset her the most.
All right, so and then she's in the bathroom.
We'll come full circle and close with this. Conan O'Brien on
I saw the new
show.
Hit movie, Harry Potter and the Long Line of Single People. I don't know. But anyway, no, it's nice. People lined up for days to see that movie, which is nice. It's nice to see a long line these days where nobody's getting their junk touched.
There you go. And that, Mike, that is your magic art.
We'll take a break and come back with Buzz and the news right after this, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. It is time for our news. With Buzz Burbank, take it away, Buzzy.
Today's news brought to you by Mangrates. He doesn't want socks or sweaters or ties. He wants something molded from 100% American-made cast iron. He wants Mangrates.
What did you say I was texting?
I said 100%
I cannot bring checks to the show.
What?
Impossible.
What?
I cannot make buys on the program I love and I work at. This has got to work for us.
What were you making?
All of us.
I was joking about the during the last commercial. You were texting and not paying attention. I'm paying attention. I'm riveted to
everything. We're talking
this
about Mangrates. Grace,
we're gonna
Mike.
Have a great second
How's that?
Show.
The grill enhancement
awesome.
System
yeah, it
starting
might be greater than you think.
Happy
oh boy!
All right, good. All right, go ahead.
Mangrates, guys. A grill enhancement system starting in $19.99 plus shipping and handling, and it comes with the best grill brush ever. Now available in quantities from 1 to 4. Mangrates. Just click the ad at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Bingo, baby.
Now the TSA never expected the kind of backlash it's seeing over this policy of body scans and/or pat downs at airports, and the TSA is already starting to make some changes. After that video of a shirtless boy being patted down in Salt Lake City, the TSA says it will now implement, and I quote, a much more modified pat-down for children. A new Washington Post ABC News poll shows that half of Americans think the pat-downs take our security measures too far.
God, this kills me. Now you have same terrorists,
time,
put the bomb on the kid then. You know, God, what are we... We're two
goddamn song.
We're phoning them and telling them our plans.
Yeah,
and
we
that's
are.
Not what we're,
okay,
not what we
listen,
should do.
If you really want to modify one, listen, we're going to pat you down if you don't go through the little air thing. Mm-hmm. But listen, if you have a kid, we're not really going to touch a kid. So load him up with the explosives.
Kids will still be body searched, just not quite as intimately.
It's ridiculous.
As
I don't need to know it. I don't want to know it. Nobody should know it. This is security.
At the
this
same
is
time,
security, for Christ's sake.
At the same time, Americans are ready to put security ahead of privacy, with 2/3 of us saying we don't mind the full body scans, the pictures. Now, in response to this loud backlash, the TSA chief, John Pistol, says some airport searches have gone too far.
Pistol.
And that his agency might be willing to bend a little. An ABC News employee says a security screener reached inside her underwear and felt around. Pistol says that never should have happened.
What?
And he says fewer than 3% of travelers get the pat-downs to begin with.
Was it Barbara Walters?
Yes. Well, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
We went to a TSA employee, Chester Molester.
You know, there's got to be one.
Larry Flint's name of that cartoon character will always Chester the Molester.
And you know, there's going to be one guy like that who's going to screw this
up.
Oh,
one? Yeah. I think there's a chance. Listen, I know who they hire sometimes. You know, yes, they vet these people, but the fact is, you know, it's a little frustrating.
Who makes the money at the airports? If the government, if they go private, does the airport spend more money, or they just take the money they would have spent with the government TSA and just take it somewhere else?
And they still have to follow some basic TSA rules and guidelines.
So I just hope that the airline industry can get by that way.
So the airport's not losing any money.
Right.
The government would be if they actually lose the contract.
Right. Well, I think it'd probably save the government money, actually.
Wow. Then why doesn't everybody go private? F them.
I agree. I mean, I have no problem going private. But
that one guy went private.
They've gotten a little too private. <Yeah. right? laughs> A couple of fun facts to know and tell. The Washington Post reports that prestigious scientists have carefully studied and considered and debated various ways of making the body scan images less invasive. Here's what they decided. They said the best way to do this to make it, you know, non-pervy is to distort the images similar to the effects of a funhouse mirror. Yes, sophisticated scientists have come up with the funhouse mirror approach.
God, this is what we're working on. We're, you know, the threat is imminent. That's what they say. Right. Just get ready to get hit.
I just hope.
I mean, really, get ready to get hit because it's going to happen.
I hope if they do the funhouse mirror, it makes things bigger.
Yeah.
It depends on how they bend it, Mike.
Look at me.
Some will.
If you get your jollies by looking at those at those screening, you've got an issue.
That's
anyway.
True. You should go to the Eel website.
There used to be a scrambled porno channel,
right?
And I didn't have the money to
Spice
afford the porno
TV.
Channel 54.
Spice.
No, and you would Super
look,
TV.
You would look at Spice, and occasionally you'd get the image,
yeah.
And that's the equivalent of what you're looking at. You got to really
Super
try hard.
Super TV, Mike, on Super Channel 54, and you had to really look hard.
I recorded. Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. So I recorded the scrambled porn when I was a child.
Right.
I didn't know any better.
Right.
I just thought it was really cool. And my father found the tape.
Oh no!
And he brought me down. And he said, you taped over one of my soccer games with this.
Oh.
Did he know what it was?
Of course he knew what it was.
Yeah, because you can hear the audio,
of
right?
Of course.
You can hear the,
he's like
the picture's going.
I don't know what's going on here. And I said, I was trying to tape something else.
I remember the ads. They say, first run box office features and late night adult films.
It's Super TV.
Your other fun fact, former Homeland Security Chief Michael Chertoff, who predicted terror attacks that never happened, now works for a company that makes the body scanning machines. I said scamming.
Yeah.
Pretty good slip up there.
Big money and fear, no doubt about that.
Absolutely. And I think that's what we have to be cautious of, is we have to be vigilant, but we cannot live in fear.
I know. Yeah. But it seems like we worry about stuff we shouldn't worry about.
And while some airport security folks were looking down your pants, others were looking up at a plane that violated airspace around the nation's capital. A Cessna 182 was the target of two F-16 fighter jets and the North American Aerospace Command.
Hello.
Parts of the White House.
Eyewitness, hello.
You saw it?
I swear to God, before we went out, talked to Carla. I said, did you see the fighter jet flew right over this house, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes. Wow.
You know what? And
you'll know why in a minute.
You know what? And it's always something real. It's not, well, they're just out there training. Mm. Oh, tell me.
Well, first of all, part of the White House had to be evacuated for a while because of the scare.
I knew there was something going down.
The Cessna was forced to land at an airport in suburban Manassas, Virginia.
Hello.
13 minutes after it had crossed into the no-fly zone. The Cessna was piloted by a student pilot from Warrenton, Virginia, who apparently skipped the chapter about
restricted airspace.
Well, it's almost impossible to see because if you look at that radar, because I've been on my boss's plane,
right?
The radar, there is a big red circle,
right? Do not
right
go
on
here.
The radar.
Yeah, the
no fly
zone.
You cannot cross this, and right. If you even dare to cross,
would a Cessna 182 have that equipment? Though?
Yeah, because literally,
not one from Warrington.
It's a GPS system. It's the GPS system you have in your car, but they make them for planes,
right.
And they have it on their lap or they have it on the console.
That is very cool.
I think that red dot means go there. That my destination?
It's a circle. And look, it's just a big, thick red circle. They have them over military bases and they have them over D.C.
Every time I have ever seen a jet, and it's happened to me 2 or 3 times where I've actually seen these jets or heard them,
right.
And you know what? It's never just, they're up there flying. Mm-mm. It's always around
it's
here.
Something.
It's always something going down.
They were forcing that plane to land here in Manassas.
Yeah, good job. Yeah. I mean, this thing was, you want to talk about motoring?
Oh, yeah.
I watched him. He flew directly over the house, and that would be, I want to say southbound,
right.
Southeast. That's the trajectory right. That he was on. And this thing was out of my line of sight in just a nanosecond. It was amazing.
I have to send you, someone sent me video from the last Hawkeyes game of the flyover after the national anthem.
Right.
Perspective from the upper deck of Kinnick. And they were flying especially low, and it's in stereo, and it's flipping
very
amazing.
Cool. Very
those
cool.
Flyovers are amazing.
I love the fighter jets.
You've heard that 4 out of 5 doctors recommend Bayer aspirin, but what's the deal with that fifth doctor? Well, your TSA agent isn't the only one thinking about you naked. A new survey of doctors finds that 1 out of 5 doctors doesn't see a problem with having sex with a patient. The survey also shows that nearly half of them approve of doctor-assisted suicide. I just think these are things you need to know.
That's right. Have sex with them and then help them kill himself.
And call me Dr. Love.
And as if we didn't have enough to worry about, customs officials in Seattle have caught shipments of laundry detergent from China that's being sold in the U.S. as counterfeit Tide.
Wow. Nasty.
Let's be careful out there.
Watch out.
And finally, from our If This Car's a Rockin' department, a man in China is suing his local police department for interrupting him while he was in his car banging his girlfriend. And he says he's been having trouble performing ever since, which he blames on the stress and trauma of getting caught in the act.
Affect my junk.
Suing for nearly $150,000.
These Tides smell wrong.
Something wrong. Affect underwear.
My whites are not white anymore.
And in the state of Washington, in Everett, Washington, it was a cop who got caught in the act. Nobody would have ever known that a state sheriff's officer was having sex in his patrol car if he hadn't accidentally pressed the push-to-talk button on his radio, broadcasting the moans of a happy woman to all the other patrol cars.
Hello.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show today was brought to you by Smart Smoke. Smart Smoke, the cigarette replacement that costs up to 80% less, with no tar, smoke, or odor because nothing's burning. Totally satisfying, and it comes with a lifetime warranty. Click the Smart Smoke banner on our webpage and find kits that normally cost $140 or more for just $64.95. Crazy deal! Yeah.
Crazy!
Just for our listeners, no code needed. Smart Smoke makes a great holiday gift. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Mark Ronick, and also RJ Diaz, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye.
Dick Button!